This season on Final Days on Earth. March 29th, 2014 was a typical Saturday night for college athlete Damien Hurt. The freshman wrestler was partying with friends just off campus at Western Colorado University. There was no indication it would be Damien's final night on Earth. What happened in the days before Damien's untimely death? And how did his body end up on a frozen cliffside? Police conducted 47 interviews with people who attended the party with Damien or saw him in the final days of his life. Their own words leave more questions than answers about just how Damien died and who, if anyone, is responsible.
That night, we had some people over hanging out, and he got into it with another kid. I heard about the fight, and I confronted Damien about it. We kind of yelled at each other, pretty pissed off at each other.
I heard he was on LSD, I heard he was on acid. I mean, rumors are definitely surfacing.
I was thinking that he got so bummed out he drove to Texas because he wasn't answering any of our phone calls.
Damien's father also needs answers.
I had texted him, I had called him, I had emailed him, and even went as far as to send him a message on Facebook Messenger. At that moment, I didn't have any inclination that anything was amiss. I was thinking, okay, his phone's dead.
I guess it's just the question of whether or not somebody would have hurt him is definitely a unsettling question, knowing that there's a chance that someone did hurt him. And I know you can't tell
if somebody that. Hurt him, who do you think hurt him?
Premiering April 20th from Cold Case Productions and Podcast One. Final Days on Earth, Season 1. The Life and Death of Damien Hurt. I'm your host, Claire Santama. I've been reporting on the mysterious death of college wrestler Damien Hurt for 5 years. It's the story I can't get out of my head and the one I knew I had to tell in a podcast. In a 12-episode series, I will take you through the final days of Damien's life with the people who knew him best. Then, we'll dive deep into the police investigation about Damien's death and follow the story wherever it takes us.
As Damien used to say, it just got real.